Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about improving your skills once you have some. So let's get into it. So the question in question was basically, Frederick, can you make a video on how we can progress our skills and our career if we already are a mid-level sort of developer? And the short answer is you have to ask the fundamental question, which is, what is my goal? So let me explain. I think I've touched on this question before, but I figured I'll try this time to just give you the career perspective, maybe more of a little bit more of a holistic picture of how you should think about this and sort of how I structure my own learning when I progress through my career. And hopefully that's going to be what's Hopefully that's going to be a good answer. So, anywho, what I mean about that you need to figure out what your goal is very simple, because if for me to be able to answer this question, as you can imagine, I need to know what your ultimate goal is, because my tips are going to differ depending on what you want to achieve. Now, I'm just going to make an assumption here, and I'm going to make the assumption that you're going to be interested in either going down the expert path, or you are going to be interested in going down the manager, entrepreneur, tech lead type of paths. Now, fundamentally, there is not that much of a difference between how to achieve these two things if we look at it from the perspective of how you learn how to be these sort of the approach. The approach is basically the same in how to do this, but the skills that you should focus on are different. So let's start and have a think about, say, the manager path or the entrepreneur path. So fundamentally, the thing that I always do when I'm trying to learn how to achieve one of my personal goals. Now, I have achieved quite a few of them through this process, and hopefully you will find the same sort of success. And basically, it all starts by asking myself, okay, what's the problem that I'm trying to solve? I call it being problem-oriented. Some people think that that means being negative, but it's actually not. It means that you have a need. You try to define what it is that you're trying to solve, because when it's very clear to you what problem that you need to solve in order to achieve your goal, then you have an obstacle that you need to overcome. And when you have identified that obstacle, it's actually, in I find, much easier to figure out how to do that than if I'm just trying things out. I don't really know what I'm supposed to be doing in order to achieve this. It has to be clear for me what it is that I want. So let's say that I wanted to be a manager. Well, then I would start asking questions such as, how can I gain influence within my company? How can I scale a company from a very small size up to a big size, and things of this nature? These questions are very important. And they are important because these are factors that make up a good entrepreneur, or rather, not maybe necessarily a good entrepreneur, but they are factors that are very important when you want to scale a company. It's not so important to say something like, what's the perfect language to build a company? Because it's not relevant. I already know that that's not so important. It's much more important to gain skills in product management, how to gain skills in DevOps or infrastructure, things of this nature, or security things, because these are the blocks, these are the areas of expertise that you need to acquire in order to be a good in order to scale a company, if you from the technical perspective, of course. And that's the focus. That should always be your focus. So as I was saying, if you're trying to become a manager or build a company or gain a promotion or things of this, your focus area will be different from if you want to be an expert in programming, but the approach is always pretty much the same. Ask the question, what is it that you are lacking right now? What within your sphere of influence do you need to achieve in order to move up to the next level? Now, as I said, usually that's in a corporate world, that's going to be number one. How can I reduce some things like time to market. How can I make my team move faster so that we release quicker? How can I ensure that our product quality stays the same or is increased in some fashion? How can I make sure that we're building the right things, such as product development, things of this nature? Are we secure? How do I keep my company secure from external threats? Things like that. DevOps skills are also going to be important. How do I set up an infrastructure so that my company pays the least amount of money for the resources that we consume in the cloud, if we're cloud-based or if we're on-prem? How can I cut costs in some fashion? It becomes a game of just asking questions that are, as I said, related to the success of the company. You're focusing on the key issues that all companies face when they're trying to make a success case out of their business. Now, if you're going to go down the expert path, the same thing applies, but the skills are different. So in an expert path, my first question will be, all right, what is it that people consider? Well, what is the value of being an expert in something? Well, depending on how you want to answer it, being an expert means that you are able to do, you're very knowledgeable within an area of expertise where not that many people know how to do this. But, and then we also have to ask the question, because it's not just about being knowledgeable, because if you're just knowledgeable, you're an academic. But an expert or someone who's truly valued needs to be knowledgeable within an area that people find valuable. Value is important here. So maybe being an expert in stamp collections isn't the most important thing in an IT context, but being an expert in security or machine learning or a specific programming language or a paradigm or something like that, that's the sort of thing that makes you a highly valued expert. Hopefully that's going to make sense to you. So you start thinking about, okay, what is it that I am passionate about, and what type of requests are out there? What needs are there out there in the IT world where there are experts, but there is not that many of them, because it's not so useful to solve a problem or to be an expert in something that nobody's going to value all that much. So that's kind of the focus. And apart from that, you can take the perspective, okay, I'm going to solve a specific sort of problem, or you can take the perspective that, oh, I am going to be, as I said, like an expert in something that isn't all that common that people are really good at. Examples of this would be that, oh, you go deep into library authorship, or maybe you go really deep into machine learning or things of this nature, things that are valued but not necessarily the most important thing. But as stated, you don't have to go down that route. You can simply be an expert within something that, you know, something like a programming language or so forth and so forth, and that's still going to be very useful. So what I want you to take away from this is very simply that if you're trying to improve your career, or you're trying to take the next step in your career, I think that the key things that you need to consider are basically, you have to look at, first and foremost, what is it that you want to achieve? Because if you want to be an expert programmer, then going really deep into an area where you are really passionate, that's going to increase your market value as a developer, is the primary thing to do. And things such as machine learning or high-speed computation or optimization, security, etc., etc. These sorts of things which people will pay a fairly substantial amount of money for, or they will highly value people with these sorts of skills, well, then that's going to be your focus. But if you want to be more business-oriented and have a higher value from the perspective of someone who can make real difference to a company or things like that, where you're not focusing on a specific problem, you're rather just more oriented around management or being a tech lead or some person that makes a company a success, well, then the skills are going to be different. Then you're going to have to focus on things that makes a company a success from the technical perspective. And both of these require you to, at least in my opinion, you approach the problem in the same way. You start asking questions regarding the area that you want to be a specialist in or to be really good in. And you ask basically, what is the problem? How can I, if this should be your driver for how to figure out what content you should start focusing on. And when you have when you have defined your question, what it is that you want to achieve, then the next step is to go out there and discover materials that are relevant for you in order to achieve that goal. It's actually that simple, and this process works pretty well, I would say. Have a great day.